Good to see everyone this morning. I want to welcome our visitors. Hope you'll come back. We've been doing a series this month on all things new. We started in Deuteronomy, where God told Israel he was going to raise another prophet like Moses. And he warned them that whoever wouldn't listen to this prophet, that God himself would deal with them. In the book of Hebrews, and we read what the scriptures had to say is pertaining to who God said the Son is. And we looked at the Hebrews and the book of Psalms. And I hope you concluded with me that God called the Son God. So he is God. I've met people over the years that, you know, they say, I don't believe in the Trinity. That word Trinity is not in the Bible. I agree 100% it's not. But I've never had any of them explain to me in the book of Genesis when God says, let us make man in our image, who is he talking to? I had one minister say, well, he was talking to the devil. Another one said, well, he was talking to angels. Satan and the angels had nothing to do with creation. He was talking to God the Word and God the Holy Spirit. Now, that's my take on it. If you don't believe in the Trinity, I'm okay with that. I don't know that that's going to keep you out of heaven. Today we're going to talk about the I Am's of Jesus. And I've got a lot of scripture. I'm going to try not to keep you a long time. We're having dinner after church. Please stay and eat with us if you're able. There's going to be plenty of food. All right, the text this morning is out of John chapter 8, verses 54 through 59. Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I did not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Father, I thank you for your word. I know it's the truth. Lord, please purify and cleanse me. Fill me with your spirit, Lord, that I may decrease, that you may increase. Your word does not come back to you empty. It accomplishes what you send it out to do. And I believe that with all my heart. I ask, Lord, that you would take this word to our hearts today, that you would open our hearts. If there's any here that the God of this world has placed a veil upon their hearts not to receive the truth, then I ask that you would rebuke him, and that heart would turn to Christ and the veil would be removed. And we will be very careful to give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right. So as far as some of the Jews were concerned, Jesus was guilty of blasphemy. Jesus made many remarkable claims about himself, which demand a verdict on our part. I say a verdict, and by that I mean you're going to have to come to a decision. Jesus said a lot of great things, and you personally have to come to the decision on your own and for yourself. Is Jesus telling the truth, or was he a lunatic? Many people claim they believe Jesus. They call him Lord, but they say, well, Jesus was just a great prophet. Islam says that. Jesus was a prophet like Muhammad. Muhammad was not a prophet. Muhammad was deluded. He was an illiterate camel jockey who decided he was going to start his own religion. Yeah. Joseph Smith was not a prophet. Paul said, if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than the one we preach, let him be accursed. Now, I know people don't like me naming names, but if they don't mind being false teachers, I don't mind calling them by name. Jesus Christ said to the Jews, Unless you believe I am the one I claim to be, you will die in your sins. That's serious. So today, we're looking at the claims that Jesus made. Last week, we saw the claims that God the Father made about God the Son. Today, we're going to see the claims that God the Son made about himself. And he backed every one of them up. That's what impresses me. Jesus said, I am from above, you are from below. That's pretty cut and dried. You see, when the Jews wanted to debate with him about his statement about before Abraham was born, I am, they said, you're not even 50 years old. And they were right. The man, Jesus, wasn't 50 years old, but they didn't know who they were talking to. Jesus told them who they were talking to. He revealed it to them. He said, I am. And they picked up stones to stone him, not because his grammar was bad, but because they, being Hebrews, understood what Jesus was saying. When he said, I am, he was saying, I am the eternal. I've always been here. I have always existed. I have no beginning. I have no end. I am. He's the same I am who spoke to Moses in the burning bush. When Moses was trying to argue with God about God wanting him to go to Egypt, he said, they won't believe me, and I don't speak well, and God, you need to get somebody else. And then he finally said, well, wait a minute, they're going to ask me your name. So what do I tell them? The Egyptians were so inundated, being in Egypt 400 years with all these Egyptian gods, Moses said, they're going to ask which god you are. What your name is, what do you want me to tell them? He was trying to wiggle out of it, is what he was trying to do. And you know what the Lord said to him? I am who I am. You tell them I am sent you. And when Jesus said this to these Hebrews, they picked up rocks to kill him because they said, you're blaspheming. Well, church, it's only blasphemy if it's not true. Okay? Now, I said, starting this, either Jesus is who he says he is, or he's a lunatic. He's a madman. I know of no other prophet, true or false, that ever claimed to be God in the flesh. None. And yet, that's exactly what Jesus said to these people. Dr. Adam Clark says that God said this to Moses to point out his eternity and self-existence. He was a Hebrew scholar. He was also a Greek scholar, and he said that in John, Jesus was saying, I am from all eternity. I existed before all ages. Now, as I said, you're going to have to come to grips with this. Is he telling the truth or not? And it makes a big difference. We're going to talk about that. I am what I am. Barnes says that this expresses absolute and unchanging eternal being. When John was caught up into heaven in the book of Revelation, and he saw the glorified Jesus, this is what the Lord said to him. John said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last. That's one of the I ams of Jesus. And the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive. Furthermore, I have the keys of death and Hades. God said through the prophet Isaiah, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. Now we know who that is. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me. Since I appointed an ancient people, let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, do not be afraid. I have told you from of old and declared it, and you are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? There is no rock, I know not any. Now this is God talking. And God said, I am the first and the last. And yet in Revelation, John saw Jesus, and Jesus said, I am the first and the last. You can't have two first and two last. This is one and the same. God the Father called God the Son God. He said, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you. I don't have a problem with that, but I've run into people over the years that really do. And they want to skate through life and say, well, I believe Jesus was a good moral teacher, or I believe Jesus was a prophet. Well, if Jesus was not telling the truth, he can't be either one. Think about that. If he is not who he says he is, he's not a good moral teacher. He's a deceiver. And if he is a deceiver, then pick your own path to get to God. This demands a verdict on our part. Church, we have to take a stand somewhere. I've heard it said, if a man doesn't stand for something, he'll fall for anything. And too often in the church today, we want to compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want to make it seeker friendly. We don't want to offend anyone. I even heard there's a movement going on in a lot of churches today trying to reconcile Islam and Christianity and call it Chrislam. My gosh, what an apostasy. You can't reconcile the two. That's like mixing gas and water. It's not going to benefit anybody. Yeah, I'm a little keyed up. You can't have two first and last. But the Lord our God is one. Yes, that's what it says. And when the spies come out of Canaan, it said they carried one cluster of grapes. How many grapes was in a cluster? A lot. But I don't believe God can be three persons and one God. What do you do with Revelation when John said, I saw the seven spirits of God before the throne? Think about that for a while. Okay? What am I trying to say? God doesn't have to explain anything to the likes of me or to you. Do I understand the personage of God? How God can be three separate persons and one God? No, but do I believe it with all my heart? Because this word teaches it. Jesus verified it. Don't you know that some of them Pharisees were just vibrating across the floor when Jesus said that? I am. They, what? Did you hear what he said? And they're going, yeah, somebody get a rock. So the Lord hit himself. I got tickled at the commentaries. I'm going to sidetrack. One commentary said Jesus just became invisible. Okay. Another said, well, they had to go outside to find rocks, and Jesus left while they were outside. Good night. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. I just know he wasn't there. Sometimes we get way out in outer space. I used to do a lot of drugs, and I never sat around and thought about stuff like that. I wonder where some of these guys' heads are at. Well, we can explain that. No, you can't. Can I explain the Trinity? No. Where did the doctrine of the Trinity come from? I'll give you a little history lesson very quickly. In 325, the Nicene Creed was formed because there was people in the church teaching God's three gods in one God. That's pluralism. And the church said, no, he's God. He's one God, but there's three persons spoke about in the scriptures. God the Father, God the Word, God the Holy Ghost, God. And Jesus has just revealed to his people who he is. They said, who do you think you are? He said, I am. Yeah. We're going to kill you. And they look at, where'd he go? I bet he snuck out when we's outside looking for rocks. Yeah. I'll quit goofing off. I know you're hungry. I can smell that food too. The I ams of Jesus. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever believes in me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You know what's happening today? And it's terrible, but I see it all the time. A lot of people are trying to find God's light in the dark. They're looking in all the wrong places. What Jesus just say? I'm the light. John bore witness that in his gospel. He said the light of the world came into the world and the darkness did not overcome it. But we got people today pointing at false lights saying, well, that's the light. And they're in the dark. Because they're not finding the true source of light. Jesus Christ is the light. Jesus said that. Do you believe that? Yeah. And if you believe that, then you ought to understand there's no other way to get to God except through him. Everything he says is the truth. He said that another time, I'm the light of the world. And then he healed a guy born blind. Now, the Pharisees rebuked him for saying this one time. I'm the light of the world. Who do you think you are? Then he went and healed a guy born blind. You said, I'm the light of the world. Kind of hard to argue with, huh? Jesus said again, truly, truly, I say to you, I'm the door of the sheep. And then he elaborates on that. I'm the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. That's pretty cut and dried. Jesus said, I'm the only door there is, and if you want to be saved, you come through this door. I told you last week, I've heard over the years people saying, well, yeah, we believe Jesus died for our sins, but you got to join our church or you can't be saved. Oh, really? Where do you get that at? Well, it's in the Bible, I think, somewhere. I read it somewhere. Maybe our preacher told us that. No, my grandmother told me that. Unless you belong to this church, you can't be saved. Well, bless Granny's heart. She's wrong. There's salvation in no other name but Jesus Christ. And I've told you this, and I'm going to tell you again. He doesn't care if you're Church of Christ, Christian Church, Nazarene Church, Methodist Church, Reformed Lutheran, whatever title you want to put on it, either you're following him or you're not. Hell is full of Church of Christ people. Hell is full of Christian Church people. Hell's full of Baptists. Don't stone me for saying that. I'm being serious. And it's because they're going to the wrong church? No, because they weren't following Jesus Christ with all their hearts. I know that's a hard pill to swallow. Don't depend on your church membership to get you to heaven, because it will not. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He said that. I didn't. I'm telling you what he said. And no one, he said, can come to the Father except through me. He didn't say except through me, and if you're a member of the self-righteous Baptist church down the street, then you can go to heaven. He doesn't say that. Am I against church membership? No. Not at all. I'm a firm believer in placing membership in a church. But if you tell me that I have to belong to your church or I'm not going to heaven, I'm not afraid of you. It's like, well, okay, if that makes you sleep well, you just keep believing that, because I know who I believe in, and it's Jesus Christ. And there's not going to be any Baptist and Methodist in heaven. I preached at a Baptist church one time, and I told them, I was in the Nazarene church, and I said, we're going to be closer to the throne because we preach holiness. And they was glaring at me. I said, you'll be towards the back because somebody's got to keep the Catholics out. And they got tickled, and when I got done preaching the altar filled, I went, wow. Well, it wasn't me. It was the Spirit of God. It's all about Jesus, church. Am I trying to bash anybody? No. Am I trying to make you doubt your salvation? I'm saying that if you are saying, I believe in Jesus and he was a good teacher, he was an angel, he's a created being, you're not saved. I didn't say it, he did. He said, if you don't believe that I'm the one I claim to be, you're going to die in your sins. That's what we're trying to look at today, who he claims to be. So he said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. These things demand a verdict on our part, church. He said, I'm the true vine. You know what that tells me? There are false vines. There's false lights. There's false Christ. There's false prophets. There is salvation in no other name but Jesus Christ. The Jesus of this book. Not of any other book, of this book, the Holy Bible. I read the other day, and it I'd never read it before. There was a time Billy Graham said he was really struggling with his faith. A friend of his named Templeton got into this progressive Christianity thought, and he was telling Billy, the Bible's not really the inspired word of God. And Billy Graham said he was really struggling with that. And he said one day he took a walk in the woods and he laid the Bible up on a stump and he knelt down before God. And he said, I don't claim to understand all this book, but he said, God, I believe it's your book. And that's going to be my guide for life. That's what the church needs to do today. Stop compromising the Bible. You remember in the book of Genesis when Satan tempted the first couple? What was the first thing he said? Did God really say? And people are still doing it to this day. You're going to have to take a stand, church. You're going to have to pick a side and get on it. Jesus said to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. That's cut and dried, church. Jesus says, if you don't believe I'm the one I claim to be, you're going to die in your sins. I don't care how moral of a life you live, how many good deeds you do, how much money you put in that box back there, how many times you take the preacher food, just whatever you want to name. I don't care how many times you do good works, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven unless you believe Jesus is who He testified that He is. Because you're calling Him a liar. You're telling God there's other ways to be saved except through the way you provided, and that's through Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you've never called on His name, I invite you to do that. I'll be glad to sit down and talk with you if that's what you want to do. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no wiggle room there. The way in the Greek means the only access. The truth in the Greek says, I'm the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And the life in the Greek says, I am the source of all life. Do you believe that this morning? God bless you if you do. Would you stand with me? I wasn't trying to be harsh, but I hate false doctrine. I hate false preaching. I hate false teaching with a passion. That does more damage and sends more people to hell than any false religion that there is, as far as I'm concerned. We are in a time of apostasy, church. Paul warned us that many people would depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits. And what's scary, the Bible says that God Himself will send a strong delusion on people that they might be damned because they refuse to obey the gospel. Don't be one of those people. If God's dealing with your heart this morning, give in to Him.